You're listening to SBS News.
Is she supposed to come back?
No, she's supposed to come back, that's right.
But is she gonna?
I'm not sure, if I'm honest.
6-year-old Gabriella and her father, Richard Radcliffe, have been marking off the days to March 7 on a large cardboard calendar. It was the day their wife and mother were supposed to return home. Now they're not sure when they'll see each other again.
She's not packed her bag. I've not started getting the house ready. It's very much in a holding pattern, and it feeling safer to stay in that holding pattern and not to dare to dream.
Richard's wife, Nazanin Zaghari Radcliffe, has been imprisoned in Iran for 5 years. The dual British-Iranian citizen was arrested in 2016 while visiting her parents with her British-born daughter, Gabriella. The charity worker was thrown in jail on allegations of plotting to overthrow the Iranian government, which she denies. The 42-year-old was released from prison last year amid the coronavirus pandemic, but served the remainder of her sentence under house arrest at her parents' property in Tehran with an ankle bracelet. This monitoring device has been removed as her sentence ended on Sunday, but her passport is yet to be returned.
We've had false storms before. We've had times where we've been really close and then it hasn't happened. So we're trying to live it one day at a time to see what happens today, to see what happens tomorrow, and to hope that we don't need to keep battling, but to prepare that we might do.
Nazanin has to appear in court again next Sunday on another set of charges. This time she faces allegations of propaganda against the system. Her sister-in-law, Rebecca Radcliffe, says the judge presiding over the matter is the same official who sentenced her to prison 5 years ago.
We don't really know how to interpret what's going to happen later on this week. We don't know how to interpret being summoned next Sunday. Is it that they're going to just finish off all the paperwork and release her and give her passport back, or is it that they're going to whack her with that second sentence? We don't know, and I think there's a few more sleepless nights ahead of us.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Twitter that Ms. Zaghari Radcliffe's continued confinements remain totally unacceptable. He's called on the dual national to be allowed to return to the UK, and the Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says Iran's continued treatment of her is intolerable. Both politicians say they're doing all they can to bring the woman home, but her family fears she's a pawn in the politics between Iran and the UK. In particular, a decades-old debt the UK owes Iran for a failed arms deal. In the 1970s, Iran paid for hundreds of tanks from the UK, but this contract was never fulfilled amid the Iranian Revolution. The UK has admitted it owes Iran about £400 million, or about $700 million Australian dollars. A settlement deal has not been reached.
I really hope that there is a lot happening behind the scenes. I don't think this is just going to go away. Iran has shown that they're quite serious about this, about Nazanin and keeping her hostage. And more must be done, and every effort must be taken to bring her back home. Otherwise, this could just linger.
Nazanin Zaghari Radcliffe is one of a number of dual citizens thought to be detained in Iran for so-called hostage diplomacy, where individuals are used as political leverage. Former UK Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says the new charges are a way of keeping the British citizen in Iran and the UK at the negotiation table.
It's clearly another trumped-up charge, because hardliners in the regime are saying, we paid the diplomatic price for holding Nazanin. Now let's not lose the leverage of keeping her. And so they are trying to find a device to keep the uncertainty going. And it is totally and utterly inhumane, because at the centre of this is an innocent woman, her husband and her daughter. And they are just forgetting that in all these grand power games, there are ordinary people who are paying a most terrible price.
Australian dual citizen Kylie Moore-Gilbert was another thought to be held in Iran for hostage diplomacy. She too was charged with spying and sentenced to prison time by the regime. Australia successfully negotiated her freedom last year in what Iran called a prisoner swap deal. But both sides of UK politics won't consider this tactic, as they fear it'll only lead to more of its overseas citizens being taken prisoner. Britain's Shadow Foreign Secretary Lisa Nandy told the BBC there's been an increasing use of this totally unacceptable hostage diplomacy from Iran, and the government was right to condemn the use of individuals such as Ms. Zaghari Radcliffe as a bargaining chip in this wider political game. As for Nazanin's family, it's an agonising wait for at least another week after 5 years separated, and the ordeal won't be over until she's on a flight back to the UK. Lucy Murray, SBS World News.